Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley N. Team speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 24th day of February, and ending on Sunday, the second day of March. And we have two events during the week. I have recorded a separate podcast for the new moon at 9 Pisces that comes in on Thursday at 7:45 p.m. It is loaded with Pisces energy, really. It's got, I think, about 5 planets, and then there are other astrological positions that are in Pisces. Quite a load of Pisces. So I think there's a lot that can be said about this chart, and I've said as much as I felt I could say. And so please refer to that recording. It's only, I think it's about 21 minutes of information about the new moon in Pisces. But you can begin to look at, during the week, what kind of intentions you wish to set at the new moon that have to do with the sign of Pisces, particularly. It doesn't have to be, but, you know, it can have something to do with wanting to be more creative, spiritual, have more faith, or overcome some sort of issue that is disturbing and is having a negative impact on you. So you'll be looking at that, and you can set the intentions that day. And what I want to speak to you about before I get to it, because it's on Saturday already, when Venus retrogrades at 7:36 p.m. at 10 degrees of Aries. Now, the thing about this cycle is that it's become very well taught in the astrological community because of the need for women, particularly Venus, to gain information here. But it doesn't mean that those who are identifying as male do not have any benefits from Venus, because Venus is in the Taurus rulership about our feelings of wealth with our own personal finance and personal self-worth, feelings about the self. We have our values there, and as the goddess of love and beauty, we have what we think is beautiful, and we have a certain way of loving and receiving love. We look at it in a certain light. This is the way I am in love. This is the way I see women, if you're a man, as being attractive to me. I'm attracted to women with the Venus in this nature. So it's about our evaluation, in a sense, of this part of our being, you know. And Venus in the Taurus rulership is about nature in general. It's the fixed earth sign. So we look at that. And so we also have possessions and what we, again, feel like we need to survive. And it's the body, it's the senses. You know, what kind of foods do I like? What kind of touch and taste? You know, all of this kind of feeling, and art as well. And that will also relate to the Libra rulership of Venus, which is weighing on the scales to make decisions about partnerships, not just romantic partner or the one that will be chosen to make the contracts with of marriage, but all significant others that you will allow in and relate to, relationship with, in this part of Venus, and also what seems to be just and right, and also pleasing, and, you know, this is the dialogue of the law as well, and also the way we approach others, and so agreements, contractual agreements. So Venus is all of these things, and when she's in retrograde, we're going to be going on a heroine's journey, as opposed to the hero's journey. We're going to go down into the underworld, so to speak, because at a certain point, Venus will be in conjunction with the Sun, and that will be the 22nd of March, ish. It could be the, you know, it will be on that day exact, but it will be moving over the face of the Sun for a few days surrounding that, and that is when she disappears. You know, any planet that's close to the Sun is not seen because it's daylight, A. The Sun's rays are strong. So she is now thought to be in the underground, and this is where we go into the deep work of processing the things that we need to process now about those areas, about the Venus areas. And when she's in this zone, she is going to be moving through also from Aries into the sign of Pisces. So we're having this big Pisces new moon. She's in Aries direct at 10 while that takes place. But after this new moon, just a couple of days later, she's retrograding on that position. And she will, in March, go back to Pisces. At the full moon, and then she comes up out of the underground. She will come up when she leaves the Sun. And then the full moon in Libra, interestingly enough, this time, on the 12th of April, Venus will go direct at 24 degrees of Pisces. So that's the stretch. You can look back over in your own life, you know, from this point of March 1st. And let's see, I didn't take this piece of information and write it down. When we go to 24 degrees of Pisces for Venus, in the direct motion, it was in January, and it was in the end of January, near the 28th of January. So you can think about that as part of what was going on with me, what was going on in relationships for me, how was I dealing with these Venus areas of my life? And this may be what you can see yourself processing as this journey takes place and goes down into the underground, to be really looking at the depths of the psyche is really what you're doing. And you know, some people would benefit a great deal if you're in a counseling situation. This would be a great time to do some work, or if you know people who do other kinds of processing, energy work, Venus retrograde, particularly under the rays of the Sun when she's in the, quote, underground, can really do a lot of healing. It's not a negative at all. It's a strangeness. To be dealing with this and, you know, used to having Venus direct and maybe wherever the house of Venus rulership, and you have two of them, if you give her both Taurus and Libra as rulers, those areas will be going a bit backwards and, you know, it is going to be the matters of that house that are under this experience. So it's always the same with a retrograde. We have to understand that we're internalizing and we're processing the information. And so it goes, and then there she is direct at 24 Pisces, and it will be back into Aries on the 30th of April. It's a long process. And then it will go to 10 degrees of Aries between the 15th and 16th of May. So you're looking at March, April, and half of May, all right, for this Venus journey. And, you know, you'll come out of it knowing more and being more grounded in your values and your self-worth and maybe your finances and your relationships. This is a time that we've been told over and over again that we need to remove the toxic relationship energies and move into higher frequencies. It's all about the high frequency now with Pluto in Aquarius. So, I would say that this is something that you can be thinking about, and I will now go into, and I'll probably be posting things about it on Substack and such as time goes by. But we're going into the daily forecast now for the week ahead. And Monday, the 24th, we start out with the Capricorn moon that has had the opposition to Mars in Cancer at 1:32 a.m. That opposition has been a clue to some of the stuff that's going to happen around the new moon energies. But when we wake in Eastern time, we have also had the moon sextile Mercury in Pisces in the overnight at 3:41 a.m. Eastern time, this is. And now we wake up at 7:10 a.m. to a sextile of moon in Capricorn to its ruler, Saturn, in Pisces. So it seems like we can structure and we are feeling confident about the week. The moon will trine Uranus and Taurus at 1:14 p.m., so there may be a change ahead, but it seems like something that can be managed. And then we get the gentle energies of the moon's sextile to Neptune in Pisces for the rest of Monday until 10:28 p.m. Eastern. There's a void, of course, Capricorn moon after this. The moon will enter Aquarius at 12:40 a.m. on Tuesday. It goes immediately to the conjunction to Pluto at 5:33 a.m. When it is a moon-Pluto conjunction, you have a gamut you can run here of like, okay, we're all on the same page and we can get a lot done now. But it also can be the idea of obsessive feelings. And since the moon is reactive and is working on feelings, we might see something that has occurred or, you know, because we're waking up perhaps at 5:33 a.m. on this side of the Atlantic. Maybe in the dream state, maybe you remember what you saw. Mercury in Pisces is going to join Saturn in Pisces at 7:02 a.m., so there could be some bad news or difficult navigation issues with that conjunction. Very serious, very skeptical. But the moon is going into a sextile to Venus in Aries until 6:54 p.m., and this is as she's slowing down for her retrograde. So there is some adventure in store, or people would like to have some, and they want to know about things about the future, things like that. So 6:54 p.m., and then a very uplifting trine to Jupiter in Gemini from the moon in Aquarius until 9:33 p.m. You know, if you wanted to have a fun weeknight dinner experience, that's the night, Tuesday the 25th, to do that. Or, you know, you could be expanding your information and consciousness also with the moon trine Jupiter in Gemini. But after 9:33 p.m. on Tuesday, the moon is not going to make another aspect until it completes the square to Uranus, which is ruling Aquarius, in Taurus at 5:04 p.m. on Wednesday. So this is a bit tricky for Wednesday. Something happens. It's a change. Okay, change is all right with the moon in Aquarius, but maybe not this one. This isn't the one we were looking for or wanting. It's going to be difficult to reconcile this. And again, until 5:04 p.m., the closer you get to that aspect, the closer you could be to surprising action out there. So be aware if you're in commuting traffic and stuff like that, or, you know, if you had to choose when to go on errand or something, I wouldn't go around that time. I wouldn't make a big decision that will affect my future either under that aspect, because things are going to change. Void of course moon in Aquarius, a lot of freedom is being felt now. And then the moon enters Pisces on the 27th at 3:46 a.m. And it will move up to 9 degrees when it joins the sun at 7:45 p.m., and there's your new moon in Pisces. Again, please listen to the separate podcast that has 21 minutes of what I think about that. In the morning, Venus in Pisces has sextiled Uranus and Taurus, 4:38 a.m., so there might have been some really big message come in for you. You were sleeping maybe the night before, Wednesday night. You could ask, I know there's something, a message is coming, an image is going to be sent. Please let me notice it and remember it. All right. Moon conjunct sun is over at 7:45 p.m. Also, as we go through this week, since we're going into the new moon, we're in that fourth phase. So we are looking at what we need to change, maybe replace or release or recondition, restructure something so that it is more suitable to success as we go along. What we also may be doing as we get closer to the new moon in Pisces is feeling that lowered energy of having less light. We don't have light at night now. So this is normal, and in Pisces, which is like kind of an energy that would like to be dreaming and sleeping also, we may find that that's accelerated a bit for us during the new moon coming in Pisces. So it's normal, it's natural, and, you know, let yourself have what you need is my goal, usually, if you can. Then we go after the new moon into the moon square Jupiter in Gemini, 11:54 p.m. So here's where you may be really tired and somebody wants to bombard you with conversation and information. It doesn't work. You might as well try to get away from this issue because it's not the time. It's not the evening to have a discussion. No. And then after, well, it'll probably be around midnight in the Eastern time, the moon is going to move towards the trine to Mars in Cancer. It will complete at 7:57 a.m. on Friday. And that's actually, Friday the 28th is when Ramadan begins for some people in the world. Very important festival, ceremonial, spiritual time. Moon joins Saturn in Pisces. Oh, I never want to see that, really. I'm really glad when Saturn leaves Pisces, because it's so sensitive, but it can be so negative also. And it's until 1:42 p.m. on Friday, obstacles, feeling down, feeling pessimistic, feeling skeptical. You're going to have to work to get yourself busy doing something. Use that Saturn energy to create something so that you're in positive use of the Moon Saturn conjunction in Pisces. The Moon will sextile now Uranus and Taurus until 6:32 p.m. And you've got, again, this combination, Pisces of psychic and Uranus, intuitive, knowing coming in here. And you may also be able to see how some change will work for you. This is something that's mentioned in the new moon forecast. So Friday is going to be a good day after you get past the Saturn conjunction to get some of those insights. I'm making the suggestion that you have. And the moon conjunction Mercury in Pisces comes in at 11:19 p.m. And this, again, is, you can't necessarily say positive, and you can't necessarily say negative. It's really what you're going to make from it. But what is going to happen is the feelings and the thoughts identify as one and the same. You know, I feel what I think what I feel, you know, that, and I communicate it as well. So that's what's going on. It's a great night for a movie or dancing or, you know, going into some spiritual group and all of that. But after 11:19 p.m., be aware that the moon is moving towards that Neptune conjunction in Pisces. Moon in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, 3:05 a.m. on Saturday is when it's over. Fog, both inner and outer, are potentials, toxicities, potential infections, potential confusion, deception, potential. If you're able to, and you're in a deep meditative state, or you're doing some chanting, or whatever it is that you do, then it's a high level you can reach in that moment, or the coming moments, to 3:05 a.m. on Saturday. Moon enters Aries, 4:52 p.m., and so it's in Aries, so that Venus retrograde in Aries. The moon will go sextile Pluto in Aquarius until 9:34 a.m. Here you are on Saturday, the first of the new month, and you're thinking, okay, let's do something exciting and new this month. Let's do something exciting and new today. Venus will retrograde at 7:36 p.m., and the moon will join it. Moon in Aries joins that newly retrograde Venus in Aries, 10:26 p.m. So, you may have interesting things happen that way. Somebody may get in touch with you. I haven't heard from them in a long time. You really might not want to know, but you might gain something by examining this as we go through that retrograde, that heroine's journey to the underground. Something may happen, and it may not necessarily be a romance. It could be any kind of area that we spoke a lot about, the areas of Venus. So there's an action and a connection made, and it comes in again. 10:26 p.m. is when it's over on Saturday, the 1st of March. I mean, it might be a good day to be out there and experiencing, you know, if the weather allows and the outdoors, that would be great. And then the moon in Aries sextiles Jupiter in Gemini from about 10:30 in the evening on the East Coast to 12:55 a.m. on the East Coast, which is still, you know, kind of like your evening out on the West Coast. And so that could be very fun, humorous, and, you know, again, a little bit of adventure, but goodwill in it, maybe good news in it for you. However, the moon in Aries will square Mars in Cancer at 8:52 a.m. on Sunday. So this could be very irritating. You know, the moon in Aries has an instinctive need to be first. It gets angry quickly. And, you know, Mars is already irritated from this long Cancer transit. It is now direct. So if you're going to get into a difficulty and you're going to let yourself express, it's going to be hard and it's going to be painful for both people. 8:52 a.m. So try to avoid if you can. Maybe you need that experience, both of you, to find out something. All right, but Mercury will join Neptune at 11:22 a.m. So unless you're really spiritually working to get your instinctive inner answer from the spiritual realm, you're going to be confused and there's going to be deception and you might not even find your GPS working right if you're trying to get somewhere. Be aware that if you're in a congregation that morning, there can be something that you encounter that you would rather not in terms of infection. The sun in Pisces has been moving towards a square to Jupiter in Gemini. It completes it at 1:19 p.m. on Sunday the 2nd. So this, again, is where we can have, you know, I really don't want to hear all that logical detail. I'm just over it. Leave me alone kind of thing could be going on. Whereas the Jupiter in Gemini has had this great, you know, wow, I have to tell you this, and is meeting, complete no, I don't want to hear it. And so that could be also a little tricky. And as we move forward from that point in time, the moon in Aries is void, of course. Oh, thank you. I'm finally not having to deal with all this other stuff. And I can just get on with it. Just remember that the moon in Aries is still the moon in Aries. And things can happen fast. And reactions can be quick and also fiery. And just be aware. So that's the end of that week, and the next week, March the 3rd, is the Monday. Mercury enters Aries at 4:04 a.m. We'll be talking about that. And so far, it looks like the rest of that week is helping us assimilate everything that's going on and has been going on, and we're going into the first phase of the moon and second phase of the moon. And so far, we're going to take daylight savings time again on Sunday the 9th. But we won't have quite as many intense things to discuss, but we will discuss Mercury in Aries. So that's the forecast. And that's the week ahead. I'll say goodbye for now.